This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Check. It's the Second Date Update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Second Date Update here on the Wake Up Call. We've got Lily on the phone. How are you, Lily?
Hi, guys. Hi.
So you're trying to find out what the hell happened with Reggie. Tell us about your history with Reggie.
Yeah, I met Reggie at a Labor Day barbecue. I went with friends and we had a great time. We had fun with everybody else. We had fun together. We ended up getting a little bit tipsy and we made out.
Ooh,
I mean, okay. It couldn't have been better, honestly, you know, for meeting at a party like that.
Okay, and then
so then
you went on a date?
Actually, I was surprised. At the end of the makeout session, we exchanged numbers, and he seemed totally into wanting to, you know, pursue this or go out again. So he hit me up for a date. We went out, and the date, I mean, I thought it went well, but at the end, we didn't kiss. Hmm. And I started replaying it, and I realized, leading up to where you should have kissed and maybe halfway through the date, Reggie did seem a bit standoffish, but it definitely was a different vibe than the success we had when we first met at the party.
Okay, we got Reggie on the phone, so we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything, and we're going to talk to Reggie and find out why, and then we're going to bring you back, okay? So don't go anywhere. It's a Second Date Update. Reggie, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing? I'm Gavin, and that's Katie.
Hi.
We're the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, and you're actually on a Second Date Update. We wanted to find out, what was it about Lily, the girl that you made out with at a Labor Day barbecue and went on a date with? What is it about her that makes you not want to go on a second date?
Sorry, I know.
I mean, Gavin was very matter of fact about it. This is weird. We get that. We've talked to Lily. She really liked meeting you. She loved when you guys went out together. And frankly, she's like just surprised that you haven't hit her back after you guys went out, because she thought you guys had so much chemistry. So we're here to kind of help her find out, like, what happened.
All right, listen. We did have a good date. She's a very sweet woman. She's very attractive. But you know, it's just, we started talking about jobs and. She works in a hospital, and then, you know, she just started being very graphic about the nature of her job, what she sees, what she does while we were eating, and that just didn't go well for me. You know, it was like almost as if she was proud of it, and I get it. You know, that's her job. She should be proud of it, but for someone like me who has no knowledge of that, you know, the graphic images that she was pointing out as I was eating, it just made me uncomfortable.
Like, why couldn't you just say, like, let's talk about this when we're not eating?
I don't know. I felt like I would have been kind of rude, but, you know, saying, oh, you know what, let's not talk about your job. Mm. I guess I didn't know how to approach it at the moment. But it was just kind of much for, like, a first
okay.
date.
I get that.
Know,
yeah. Let's bring Lily back in here. Lily, there's your explanation. You were a little too jovial and enthusiastic about what you do for a living.
Well, that's not the problem. It's that you were too...
Graphic. Yeah.
With
what you do for a living, it's not what people handle day in, day out.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an ER doctor, so this is my life. I see this every day, all day, and I think I do owe Reggie the apology because I'm not an uncouth girl. I don't have bad table manners. I guess I haven't realized that here recently I've only been hanging out with doctors. So, you know, kind of maybe I just haven't put my head up from the barracks enough to realize, oh, I'm at dinner with someone who may not appreciate me talking about post-surgery guts spilling out when someone went back to the ER, you know.
Lily, let me jump in here for a second, though, because I feel like you're falling on your sword a little too much, which, by the way, if you fall on your sword, go see Lily at the ER. Because what you do is something you should be proud of. You save people. You see grisly, awful stuff. And, like, you save them most of the time. So you should be proud of it, A. And second of all, Reggie, if you were, like, uncomfortable with her talking about her job, which I get it, but it's advocate for yourself, bro. Like,
yeah. Lily, I bet people have a million questions for you as an ER doctor, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people are fascinated by it, typically.
I bet you are used to going into situations, even if you're not talking to another medical person, where people are interested and do have a million questions and do want to know, like, the craziest of the crazy.
Well, no doubt. If I went on a date with a mortician, I would have a million questions. I wouldn't want them answered over dinner. Listen, I like you too.
I like you guys too.
And much like what Lily does for a living, we can save this.
Yes. Yeah, we can stitch this back together.
Can you guys go on a second date? Do it for us. Do it for Katie. Us. Look at Katie's face.
Look at me.
I'm down. Yeah.
I'm falling apart.
He's down. Lily, he's down. Wow, that is not the response I was looking for.
Well, she's trying to be cool, man.
I get it. Okay. So listen, dessert talk next time is where we talk about all the graphic
Let's
stuff.
Let's talk about Reggie's job. Let's
talk about Reggie's job. Reggie, what is it that you do?
I work for the state.
Okay, well, maybe let's not talk about Reggie's job. But there's got to be some other stuff to talk about.
Yeah, of course. Talk about this. Talk about our show.
Oh, my God. You guys have such a good stuff. Who's your favorite?
Yeah, talk about that. Don't tell us now. It's me. Okay, so you guys have fun on your second date. I wish you were more excited about it like we are. But that's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.